All right, guys. Thought I would let you guys know that this week it's gonna be a little Christmassy.
The movie of the week is Elf.
Yep.
And we have just as roommates plus more watched Elf together.
Yeah.
In Ant-Man and Sam and Charlie's home. They've made very Christmassy, and put it on a projector. Obviously, Charlie, you've seen the movie tons of times, right?
Oh yeah, more times than I can count, probably. Like,
yeah,
3 times this week alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
Charlie's big Christmas guy.
Yeah.
Christmas music before Thanksgiving, right?
Christmas music starting November 1st.
Yeah. Christmas. Yeah, yeah. It's either Christmas music after Halloween or Thanksgiving. It's one of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's the crazy guy who chooses the latter.
Yes.
The former.
But Ant-Man, you're the crazy guy who's never seen Elf.
Hey, don't say never. Because I've seen it, but I wasn't really paying attention when I saw it the one other time that I seen it.
Okay. So it hasn't been like a presence every Christmas that you must sit down and watch it.
No,
you know,
no.
Every line.
Do you have any movies like that that like you watch as like almost tradition around Christmas?
No.
People Have a Christmas Story. Like, you'll shoot your eye out. Do you know that movie?
No.
No, I actually made that reference to him last week. And I was like, you'll shoot your eye out. And I was like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
He's like, nope.
I guess The projector's staying up another day.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's going to be 24 days of Christmas.
That's good with me.
Yeah.
Let's watch all the classics.
All the classics? Yeah, we can watch Home Alone. I'm down with watching Home Alone.
You've never seen that?
No, I've seen Home Alone.
Okay, good.
Definitely seen Home Alone. Yeah. Home Alone is a really good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. As a guy from New York,
yeah,
how did you feel about this portrayal of New York in Elf?
Oh, I thought it was a very good portrayal of... of New York. They did focus on I guess Midtown Manhattan a lot, simply because Empire State Building, Rockefeller Tree, wow, oh my god, New York.
Yeah, like Central New York Park, at Christmas time. It's cute.
Right.
But we did write down things that Santa told Buddy he should know before going to New York.
Definitely.
Do you remember any of them?
Oh, 100%. It was if you see gum on the ground, don't eat it. That's not for you. That there's 30 Ray's pizzas, but the only one, the OG one, is on 11th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is if he sees a sign that says Peep Show, don't go inside, because they're not giving you a sneak peek at the
Christmas
present. Christmas presents.
Yeah.
There's different presents.
Anyways, the next song we're going to play is...
Pennies from Heaven.
Pennies from Heaven.
Pennies from Heaven, Louis Prima. Here you go, guys.
And every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is up, upside down, and trade them for a package of sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni!
If you want the things you love, you must have a pizzaoli, baby. And when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Now come over here, boy, Sam. And every time it rains. And don't you know it's Concordance? Every time it rains, and don't you know it's Concordance? You'll find your fortune falling all over town, all over town, all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down, we live up. How about the holes are white? Gigala mahungli. The super root. Oh, godly boys, oi. Hey, Baba, ha, boy. Ooh, Baba, ha, man. Hootie, woo. Ooh. I knew I'd get you. Let's go. Let's go. Hey, boy. your fortune falling all over town. And pennies from heaven, pennies from heaven, pennies from heaven for you and me.
That was Sleigh Ride and Santa Claus's Party by I don't think I could pronounce that. You want to try
Ferrante? and take her.
yeah. Don't get too tired of that. You're gonna hear like a couple more versions of Sleigh Ride, because you know it's just an absolute banger.
Yeah, and there are many essential versions. Some people wanted to cut some out of the playlist. I said absolutely not.
I guess so. Whoever that was will remain nameless.
All right, so Ant-Man, I have one question for you.
Of course.
After watching Elf, they talk about the Central Park Rangers.
Yeah.
Are they real? Like, is that like a real thing?
Oh.
Cops riding around on horses on Central Park? Do you know?
They make them very scary looking too.
They do make them very scary looking. All right. The one thing I will say is, right? I am an avid Central Park goer in the summer. I whip it around in my bike, just zooming down around Central Park a couple times. And I do see cops on horses sometimes. I do see cops on horses. But that's closer to like 59th Street, like down toward Midtown. But they're not as scary as you think they are, as they like are portrayed in
you know, in Elf. Down, the Elf. Santa hunt down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't travel as a stampede.
No.
In the night.
No, they definitely don't. They don't travel like evil people.
What did they say? It was something like.
They would never forgive them for Simon and Garfunkel in 86. They're still being prosecuted or something like that. I was like, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That's like an adult joke. They just threw that in there.
Speaking of adult jokes, there was a lot of adult jokes in that movie.
I don't think I picked up on all of them.
That's because you're a child.
Yeah,
also,
fair.
First watch.
Oh, fair. No. I'm usually like good at catching them, even if it's my first watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like weirdly enough, but I didn't really notice a lot of like adult jokes.
Well, yeah.
Even that, the Peep Show.
Yeah, Peep Show.
Right off that one.
Yeah.
That's the easiest to find out.
Yeah, definitely Peep Show was. Yeah.
Also, when he's in the mailroom and pouring syrup. Into his coffee cup. When I watched that as a kid, I was like, oh, that's definitely syrup.
I thought
it was genuinely syrup.
He's having a sugar crash.
And then then he's just passed out. He's just vibing with the guy. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought was happening.
Yep. But that's not syrup.
Yeah.
Special syrup. Makes you feel warm inside.
Yes.
Anyways, on to the next.
Next song is going to be Santa Baby by Eartha.
Kit.
Eartha Kit.
Eartha Kit.
Sorry, I can't read it.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. cutie and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle-ling-a-ling. Ah, jingle-ling-a-ling. Ah.
Now the ground is white, so go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing this sleighing song. Just get a bobtail nag, 240 for his speed. Then hitch him to an open sleigh and crack and take the lead. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
What's going on, guys? That was Jingle Bell by Jim Reeves. I also forgot to unmute Charlie's mic, so if you heard him in the background, don't worry, he's still here.
That was kind of rude, but
sorry.
Not in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Yeah, anyways. So now, I mean, our next song is Baby It's Cold Outside with Zoe Deschanel. But before we play that, we're going to talk a little bit about just, you know, the physical comedy of the shower scene. Yeah. Obviously it's kind of iconic.
Mm-hmm.
That's always one of the scenes when he like just runs into the lockers that has me rolling.
Yeah. There's something about people like getting hurt in like really goofy ways that kind of just like set me over the edge.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And I think that Will Ferrell is just like so convincing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will Ferrell is very good at what he does.
Right, from Charlie? The beginning, it was always like funny to me, that scene, just because I've worked in retail and the thought of like after every shift going to like your lockers in retail and showering is just the weirdest thing to me.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. I was like, wait, this is a retail store. Why are there showers in a retail store?
I could never really like place that. Like as a kid watching it, I just never really like could understand why
it, right?
She would be showering like at work. Anyways.
Yeah.
You said that you recognized
at work, right? Which is their work was gimbals. But
yeah.
You wanna say that? Go.
But it's actually, it was filmed in Macy's. Yeah. Mostly. But you said that you recognized that, right?
I did. I recognized the building and I recognized the inside. Mm-hmm. Because, right, fun fact, my grandma used to live with me for a long time until she went to a better place, which is Ecuador. She lives in Ecuador now. right.
I thought
I knew she died. I was going to make a joke like, oh, she went to the North Pole, but I didn't know if you actually meant she died, so I didn't know where the boundary was.
No. Yeah, she went to Ecuador. Yeah, but she used to live with us for a long time, and kind of, we would always, like, go to Macy's. Like, that was just, like, her thing. Like, we would be, she'd be like, all right, we're going to go to Macy's. So we would make our way all the way from the Bronx all the way down to Macy's. And, like, I would always, like, come out the station and be like, oh, snap, Macy's. You know, like, this is Macy's. Like, this is what Macy's is. This mm-hmm. is, like, the entirety of Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I, like, saw the outside of Gimbel's. And I was like, wait, that's Macy's.
Yeah, and I've always wondered, like, if they were, like, not allowed to use Macy's name or whatever. But they actually were. And they really? Filmed it in that Macy's. Like, Macy's let them film it. But then they actually, like, decided, like, as a creative choice that they were going to name it Gimbel's because mm-hmm. that's a reference to another Christmas movie that you probably haven't seen, Miracle on 34th Street.
Nope.
And also, the one scene where they reveal that Santa is fake, Macy's was trying to make them cut that scene. If they were gonna if they were gonna use Macy's name, then Macy said that they had to cut that scene because Macy's Santa is always real.
That's are you funny. Kidding me?
And so they actually had to film that in a mental hospital in Vancouver.
Really?
Yeah. Just that scene. But the rest is actually Macy's.
So you did do research.
I did my research.
Check that out. But anyways, all right, on to the next song. Everyone knows it's a little racy, it's a little controversial, but it's okay. No big deal. We're going to play it. Baby, It's Cold Outside, Zoe Deschanel. All right, guys.
Deschanel, yeah.
Here you go, guys.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ours.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really I'd better
scurry. Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
rising like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no,
mind
no,
if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh,
but it's
cold
outside.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
baby,
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window where there's storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Oh, your lips look delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette
never such a pleasure before.
I've got to get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been great.
I'll thrill when you touch my hair.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in flight.
If you caught pneumonia and I
really can't stay.
Get rid of that hold out. How about it's cold outside?
Go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Get it. a horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle and a jingle and beat, that's a jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in, jingle bell rock. Dancing to dancing in Jingle Bell Square.
All right, guys, before Jingle Bell Rock, which I'm pretty sure everybody knows, was the second version of Sleigh Ride by Ella Fitzgerald. But anyways.
So we do have to acknowledge Elf as one of Jon Favreau's greatest movies.
Yeah.
Next to Chef.
Next to Chef. We're still waiting to do that one. We're waiting for a particular Kevin Dineen.
Yes. Kevin, if you're listening...
Kevin, you better be listening.
We've been saving up Chef. That's really been hard for us, but we've been saving it for
we've
you.
We've been saving it for you.
Anyways, Jon Favreau, great genius.
Yeah, and a pretty good cameo.
Yeah,
pretty decent
great cameo.
Cameo
in the pediatrician.
Yeah,
but he actually. So, I did my little research before this. Read up. So he directed it.
Yeah.
He also like rewrote the script.
Oh.
Or like the screenplay.
Yeah.
And he made it more of a PG movie, more of a family movie, and kind of came up with the idea of making, you know, the beginning, the world of like the North Pole that they kind of created.
Yeah.
He did that in the style of like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They were like making this movie with the intention of like it being a classic.
Oh, and it is a classic.
And it is.
I was just going to say, the absolute fever dream that is like the, bye, buddy, I hope you find your dad.
Yeah.
Like, that is one of the weirdest sequences of events, just because, like, he's walking on this cartoon snow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would love to see how they film that just with, like, green screens.
Yeah.
Because
he's going up
and down. Like, that had to have been such, like, an intense just thing to shoot.
But no CGI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah. And even like with the like the sizes of the actors, like the elves look so small.
Yeah.
And then Buddy's like huge. So they had to make 2 sets. One like a super large set that they set like far away in the distance, and then like a closer up set. And it kind of like looks off like intentionally. Because, I mean, that was an artistic choice by Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
He wanted it to, like, look like an older movie.
Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes, like, in the movie comes at the very end where Buddy hands his, like, not his father, but his adopted father, Papa Elf.
Yeah, Papa
The baby,
Elf.
Where he's holding, like, Buddy's holding the baby, just looks like a normal baby. And right after he sits on, like... his father, he gives the baby to him, and the baby looks huge in his arms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just one of the craziest parts to me is that, like, they somehow did that through, like, forced perspective.
Yeah.
Which was just cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's insane. Wow. I didn't know that either. Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah. So, Jon Favreau for you.
Jon Favreau.
And he was, actually...
He was the pediatrician, right?
Yes, he was.
How do you think he would have felt about, Buddy's spaghetti.
Buddy's spaghetti?
Yeah, dude. Buddy's spaghetti. What's in Buddy's spaghetti, Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie, do you know?
I wrote that down for a second. So, his dessert spaghetti was made with strawberries and strawberry sauce, shaved coconut, chocolate sauce, chocolate kisses, raspberry sauce, marshmallows, And then you can't forget what he used as almost like the bread.
Yeah.
Was s'mores Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. S'mores Pop-Tart might be like and one of my favorite Pop-Tarts.
Finished it with just regular maple syrup.
Yep. He loves the syrup.
Sugar baby.
Yeah.
And Maddie said that she was going to have a diabetic episode.
Yeah. Just looking at it, she would go into diabetic shock.
Yep. Exactly. All right, so next we're going to play a song that Ant-Man wanted to play.
Yep, this one goes out to Ian Duffy, right? He just requested it. Guess what, buddy? It was already in the playlist. I was thinking of you. All right, ready, guys? White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes.
Sorry, before you play it.
Oh, okay.
Can we mention like the struggle that it took to get into this playlist?
This one?
Yeah, because you were like, all right, you got to play some pentatonics. And I was like, I don't really love pentatonics. And then you were like, play the White Winter Hymnal by the pentatonics.
Yeah, because this is like their
physically,
best one.
I physically rejected the song.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I have too much of an attachment to the Fleet Foxes.
Yeah, so we couldn't put the pentatonics version in. I know, a bummer, truly a bummer, but I guess we're gonna have to settle for the Fleet Foxes. All right, guys, White Winter Hymnal, here we go.
Sailing with your presence in a canoe. to spend Christmas on Christmas Island. You will never stray for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
Sorry guys, we just didn't think that song was really important. Yeah, we thought the next one would be a little more important. But before we reveal that one to you, is there any outspoken like requests, feelings that need to be shared with the rest of the group?
About?
Anything.
Well, Charlie, how about you introduce this song? Because this was your choice.
This one was your choice.
Yeah, so I am going to be the reason you guys have to listen to a rendition of Sleigh Ride for the third time. Except this one is by the band Fun, which is just phenomenal band. They don't exist anymore, which is not fun. But it's a phenomenal band, phenomenal song, and it just adds a little bit of pop to like what this Sleigh Ride, which was made in like 1948, I want to say. So it's just a cool version of it with a little bit more upbeat.
All right. All right, yeah. If everybody else is, you know, as excited as we are to hear Sleigh Ride for a third time, then you are truly in the Christmas spirit.
I also said I would only come here if they played this song.
Yeah, so we kind of gotta.
So here we go.
Here we go,
Sleigh
guys.
Ride by Fun.
Here we go.
Period.
Here we go. Here we go. All right, guys. Wasn't that incredible? Wasn't that incredible?
What? Okay. I thought it was pretty nice. We were just having, like, sort of a discussion slash disagreement about Fun in the Bleachers.
Yeah.
Charlie needs Fun to get back together.
I need Fun to get back together.
And like, I think that the Bleachers are pretty good.
Yeah. And
the
I...
problem is they can't coexist.
Yeah. That is the issue.
It's either Bleachers or Fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. When it comes down to it, Fun has better hits than the Bleachers.
See, I just appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. But, like, I think Bleachers, I appreciate them for, like, they have very, like, cohesive albums.
That's fair.
I'd say. Like, I really like their one album to listen to, like, all the way through. Like, I think they're, like, solid songs. But, like, you know, Some Nights, We Are Young. Like, they're better hits. For
100%.
Sure.
100%.
Yeah. For sure.
Facts.
Anyways, Charlie, you pointed out something in the movie.
Yeah.
So, something I, like, quite literally jumped out of my chair when we were watching Elf today is I saw someone, just probably, like, 3-second scene, a homeless man stand up. And I immediately recognized him as Radio Man. And if you guys don't know who he is, he was a homeless man that lived in New York City that quite literally would follow, like, production crews around for TVs and movies and just be in the background the entire time. And quite literally to the point they would, like, force them to let him into the movies. Like, he has been in movies or TV shows such as, like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Iron Man 3.
Wait, he was in Iron Man 3?
Yeah, Big Daddy, Shutter Island, Elf, obviously, Godzilla. Wow. He has over 150 credits to his name. He has his own IMDb page.
Really?
Yeah. And wow. The biggest, like, day of his life is he's, like, very well known with actors, actresses, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
People have straight up said, I think it was Will Smith that said it, somehow he knows where they will be filming before they know.
Yeah.
Like, they'll show up on set and he'll just be sleeping already on a bench.
Yep.
With his, the, like, guy, iconic boombox around his neck.
Around his neck, right.
And then Whoopi Goldberg, one of the times she hosted the Oscars, actually brought him as her plus one.
Hell yeah. Yeah, because he deserves to be at the Oscars. You know, if he was in all these movies.
It's just drive at that point. You go from a homeless man with, like, a 1980s like, radio around your neck, and then all of a sudden you're at the Oscars.
Definitely, definitely.
That's just insane.
Yeah, that's what being a menace gets you.
It's that grind set, baby. Exactly. It's that grind set.
It's the grind set. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that was something that I had never noticed.
Yeah, I haven't noticed either. I didn't really know that Radio Man was a thing.
Yeah.
I've seen It's Always Sunny. I've seen Iron Man 3. I've seen Big Daddy. I don't think I... Wait. Is Radio Man the guy who asked... what's his name? Sandler? Adam Sandler for pancakes from McDonald's?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Everything's coming full circle.
It is. Oh, that is incredible. I love that. That brings me so much joy. And, you know, on that high note, I present to you, you make me feel so young.
This Charlie, too.
Charlie, you make me feel so young right now.
Yep. Love it.
Yeah, by Frank Sinatra. Here we go. Wait, you wanted to dedicate this to someone?
Oh, did I want to dedicate this to someone?
Yeah, I think I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, Charlie is perfect.
Yeah, Charlie
this is dedicated to
this
Charlie.
This is dedicated
to
Charlie.
It's only because I'm so old.
Exactly. Grandpa.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon.
just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
All right, right before we move on to the last song of our set, any last notes?
No,
not for me.
I really enjoyed talking about Elf.
Yeah,
and I really enjoyed watching Elf with you guys. It's always more enjoyable, I think, to watch movies with a lot
with
of people.
With people, yeah,
yeah.
We did watch it with a lot of people.
Yeah,
today.
And we got like you know, comments and stuff, and that helps with the show.
Yeah.
And it was so fun to have Charlie on too.
Yeah,
it was a pleasure.
It was so fun.
Anything to distract me from my math.
Yeah, from your that from is your my simple kryptonite. Simple calculus.
No, simple? No, math no is awful. Shot.
Come on.
Don't worry, we'll come back and I'll help you on with your simple calculus.
All right, the last song we're going to play is Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah, we are.
Have a great night, everyone. Yeah. Thanks
here
for
you go,
listening.
Y'all. Here you go.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.